Gemara continues. We'll start again. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The last line. That's what we got up to. Zog de Gemara, the ochel tachli. If someone eats kress, v'loy mashi yode, and he doesn't wash his hands afterwards, mafchid tlosin yoimin. Zog de Rashbam, ve'eni yedea loma. That's called anxiety. He's scared, and he doesn't know why.
He ate what? Cress?
Cress is a type of vegetable. Zog de Gemara daf kuf yud beis omid aleph on the top. De mesukar. Zog de Rashbam, make his dam, minak safayim. You make his dam, you bloodlet from your shoulders, like your arms, like we take blood from there. But like mashi yodin, he doesn't wash his hands afterward. Mafchid shiva yoima. 7 days he's scared. And again, mafchid means v'lo yoda, and he doesn't know lama. Anxiety. The shoka mazaya, someone who takes a haircut. Mazaya means his hair. V'lamashi yodin, doesn't wash his hands. And this is brought down in Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalad. That after a haircut, you wash negavasa. Mafchit losi yoima, he's scared 3 days. So when people wash the hair after their barber, it's not stam hygiene. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It's based on this. The shokel tufrein, likewise, also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If someone cuts his nails, v'lo mashi yodin, doesn't wash his hands, mafchit chad yoima, he's scared 1 day, v'lo yoda maiko mafchit, and he doesn't know. Now, the reason is because the ruach ro is shoylet on those places, on the nails of a person, the hair of a person. We saw before witchcraft was done with the hair. The Gemara said, lachash, so memela, you have to be noiti yadayim. Now, the Mishabura brings over there in Siman Dalet that you don't have to have an atila of gimel pa'omim, one time is enough. After a barber, or after one cuts his nails.
And you have to do it with a
kli. You can't just put your hand. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a din. You can do it with a kli.
Yeah.
Zog de Gemara. Yode a'usayo. If someone puts his hands on his upper lip, Zog de Rashbam, and touching the nostrils. Dr. Ashbam, Sherogla Niach Yodi al Sfosoi, Eitz and Chirov, near his nostrils. Dalgo le Pachdo, it's a ladder, so to speak, in order to get into fear. That's not, you're going up the wrong ladder. That's the ladder of fear. Zogdi Gemorre, Yoda Apusa, if someone puts his hand on his forehead, the Metzach, Dalgo le Shinto, that's a way to fall asleep and get tired. Put your hand on your forehead. Now, like I said, some of these halachas are brought down, Gepaskin and Siman Dalad, washing one's hands. Now, legabe bloodletting is not done today. There's no hakozas dam today. But the poskim do discuss when someone does a blood test. So over there, the Pesham Zalman says you don't have to wash your hands because you're not moisef on inyone skulim. These are inyone skulim. So bloodletting is not the same as a blood test. Uh-huh. After all, hakoz is refua, and a blood test is not refua. That's a bedika. Mm-hmm. In addition, what about when someone donates blood? That's already refua dik. So mele, that's refua. So some say, Shlomo Zalman says, also you don't have to wash your hands over there. Because the ma'aseh is not for you. It's not a refua for you. It's for someone else. And you're doing a mitzvah. So shoyim a mitzvah, lo yere dovera. Rabbi Yashiv, it's brought down b'shmoi, that is brought down in Yisra Yosef over there in that sefer, and from Ephrati, he brings that bedikas dam ein chnami. That's not a refuah dikdin. That's checking. Masheken tumas dam. Someone who donates blood is like a kozas dam. And over there, there's a din atila that you have to make. Zog de Gemara. Tana. Oichlin umashken tachas hamita. Very important halacha. If you have food or if you have drink, even if it's closed, tight sealed in a metal box, ruach ro shoyre aleyen is ruach ro that's on them. Now, a bed means a place that you sleep. A place that you sleep is a zman of ruach ro. Sheina is achaz mishishim of misa. So, memela ruach ro shoyre on them. Now, it's brought down this pasuk in the halach in Yerodea, Semekuf Tezayin, that you're not allowed to place food under a place that a person sleeps. Now the question is, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to place it there. Does the food become osa b'di'evet after it's placed or not? So the Binas Odom from the Chaya Odom brings b'shem the Goyin the Kabbalah that it's osa even b'di'evet. Others argue. But the Goyin's Kabbalah is that the Ruach Ra is osa, the food is osa even b'di'evet. Now the others, the Shvus Yankov brings, he's mati b'di'evet. About it's osa, but it doesn't make the food osa. The Shvus Yankov Mechelik Beis brings a raya. One of his rayas is that we know that you're not allowed to eat from an Amoritz because maybe it's Enem Usar, right? That we know, all throughout the Shas. But we don't say Stamish food is Usar because of the Chashash of Ruach Ra. And because the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Mitas Amoritz is Oitze Bolum, he has all his food over there. So we see that Chashash of the Eved is not Chal after it's placed there. The only Chashash we're concerned about is Enem Usar. That's his raya that the Eved doesn't Asa. But Lemaisa, kids in camp in a bunk bed would be a problem. That's true. Now, the truth is that this din, Shteitin Rav Paolim, from the Ben Ishchai, he says you can only ask your own food. Now, it's still negay. Kids in the camp have their own nash under their bed. That's true. But Lemaisa, it's negay sometimes for other people's foods. Because let's say I take someone else's food. Is that mine? So the svar he brings is ain't on him oyser dover she'ain't a shaloi. Can't ask us something that's not mine. Oh, so Rabbi Chanan, so that's what he says. Rabbi Chanan and other achrayim of Shimon, they say, what's the shaykes ain't on him oyser dover she'ain't a shaloi? Ain't on him oyser dover she'ain't a shaloi is a lomdus that he can't be mechel an issa a chalois that you can't be mechel on something that's not yours. For instance, I can't ask a bava yidizog on something that's not mine. I can't deem something that's not mine and make it avodah zarah and ask it for someone else. Ain't on ma'aseh dovah shen shaloi. Because masha'enka is something that's memela, something that happens automatic, like ruach ra. It's a metzias that takes place. So then avodah you could have. It's on the gate to the sugya of ain't on ma'aseh dovah shen shaloi. But on kaponim, that's the chiddush that he says, ain't on ma'aseh dovah shen shaloi. This is the gate halacha l'maaseh. I once asked Mon Rabbi Yashiv, what happened was, I sent an esrog home with someone to bring to America from Eitz Yisrael. When I was there for Sukkot, when I was learning yeshiva, I was bocha, years ago. And I found out afterwards, he realized, the person that brought it to me, that he placed the esrog, he wanted to make sure he carry on, hand luggage, he put it under the seat in front of him. Well, the seat in front of him, the guy most probably was dozing off, half the flight. So I asked Rabbi Yashiv, I said, what's the din, according to the goyin, where makbid on the goyin? That and an esrog has to be roi lachila. The Gemara in Sukkah says Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph has to be roi lachila. Arla, all these esrog. So the bald is at roi lachila because of the din of Shena that you're going with the goin. So maybe it will be psul in the esrog. So mele this. So he told me right away. He said number one to the andre was halten that it ain't not him oyser dover Shena shaloi the rapilim. So mele it won't be negay because it's not mine. Tzvetens, how do you know he slept over there? Maybe the guy didn't sleep. Maybe he had a bad flight. He couldn't fall asleep. Drittens, he said that lemaisa, this is a dvar mitzvah. Pshat is an esrog, it's not something, it's a mitzvah. So mitzvah, you have the sort of shoya mitzvah liyana dovaro. The truth is, the macheshes, I think maybe he told me, or afterwards I saw, the macheshes is dan mamish about the shayla, about an esrog, if it's chison and ein roi lachila. Meaning, yes, it's not eatable, but that's like an ayid revi'ale, it's like a zayt gezach. It's not be'etzem ein roi lachila, it's ein roi lachila. It is lemaisa you can't eat it, but its question is: does that make it an ein roi lachila or not? So it's negay by bunk bed. Right, it means the floor. Correct. Now, it's negay. Mechazitzer has a tshuva legabe a baby carriage. Very common. You go shopping. You put stuff in a baby carriage. So the other day, there's a svara brought down. It has to be dafka mita of an isha and isha. So there's other svaras that they're done. But akoponim. There's the shittas going brought and the chaya odom binas odom that it's a dover chomer even bisman hazeh. Sok the gemara weiter. Tonu rabbonon lo yish to the ma'im lo bilele revioys v'lo ilo bilele shabosoys. Shouldn't drink water. Now the Rambam says it means without any light, blowing air in the dark on Leil Shabbos and on Tuesday night. V'im shosoy, if he did drink it without light, domei beroyshoy. It's his own. His blood is in his hands. V'imnei sakona. And if a person is thirsty, so what do you do? What do you do? You say as follows. Name is Shiva Koilis. You say the seven Koilis that David HaMelech said about water. And then you drink it. And state in Tehillim as follows. Koil Hashem al amoyim kel hakovet hirim Hashem al mayim rabim. So that's the first koil about water. Koil Hashem b'koyach. All going on water. Koil Hashem b'hodor. Koil Hashem shover arozem v'yishabar Hashem mitzahaz al avonin. Koil Hashem choytzev lavis eish. Koil Hashem yochin midbo, yochal Hashem midba kodesh. Koil Hashem yichoy layolis v'yechzev yochzev v'yecholot kulayim ha'kovoid. And you say that, and then you drink it if you have to. V'iloi. And if you can't say it, V'iloi. And if you can't, so then, name a hochi. You say the following lachash. Lul shofon anigron anirodfin ben koich v'yesivno. That's the lachash. You say those words. And Dr. Vashbam, lachashu. Bein bliya shmeina azilno. Bein bliya shmeina. Bein bliya shmeina, meaning around me are people that are thin and that are fat. So why are you picking me? Why are you picking on me? Why am I the scapegoat? You say this to the rachrot, so to speak. Bein bliya shmeina azlino. So I'm going amongst shmeinim and krushim. So pick them. Chulachem vanichuni and leave me alone. Zog di gomorrah v'iloi. And if, let's say, he's scared to use a lachash, so if you have another person with you, even if the person is sleeping, nit'are, wake him up, v'leimelein, tell him, plan your bapal niso, you talk about yourself, plan your bapal niso, his name and his mother's name, tzachino mayo, thirsty for water, v'hoda nishten, then drink, v'iloi, and if it isn't another person with you, so what do? Mekakesh, nechatmo, achatzvo, v'hoda nishti, you bang, nekakesh, mekakesh means you bang the cover of a barrel of a kad that with water in there, you bang the kad, so like it appears as if there's someone with you. That banging noise for the ruach ha, and then you drink, you make noise, you know, like when there's a beer around, you make noise. So same thing over here. V'iloi, and if you don't have a kisui of a kad with water, what do? So nishdeba midi, you place something in the water, so it's not pure water. V'hoda nishdi, and then you drink. Zog di Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, lo yisht od ha'mayim, lo min ha'nehorois, don't drink water from rivers, v'lo min ha'gomim, or from ponds, b'laylo, at night. V'im shosin, you drink, doma b'roishoi, the blood is in your hands, mibnei ha'sakonem, ha'sakonas, shavriri, shavriri means blindness. Zog di Rashbam, sanverim, that's the targum in Breishis, sanverim is blindness, ivorin, v'itzochi, and if a person is thirsty, my takanta, what do? So ik inish bahadev, if you have someone with you, lay melei, say as follows. Plan you by palnaso, you talk about yourself. Tzachina maya, thirsty for water. V'iloi, and if you don't have someone with you, so you don't have someone to say this to, so you say as follows. Nemi iul anavshe, you tell yourself. You talk to yourself in third person. Plan you. Omrali imi, my mother said, is daim is shavriri, be careful about shavriri. Shavriri is this sanveiros, this blindness. Shavriri, briri, riri, yiri, ri. And you go down. You go, you mimayit. You mimayit the koyach of shavriri, from shavriri to vriri to riri to riri to ri. So you mimayit it with this lachash, and that's why it won't have effect on you. Tzachino maya, because ichivro. I'm thirsty for water. Zog Rashbam, memuna al koitze shacheres. I'm thirsty for water because ichivri. In a clear, white charistic cup. So that's another way of showing that you're not scared of it, and you see it. I mean, the white is a simon that you see something, and that's how you drink the water. Zok the Gemara va'afilu min atamchui. We said in Onish of Yisrael, it's chayvin dalat koisus, even if he gets food from the soup kitchen from the tamchui. Zok mal pshita, why not? Zok mal loy nitzcha el afilu Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva that says the Omer asei Shabbat chachol. That means make your Shabbos weekday. What does it mean make your Shabbos weekday? Shabbos usually has three meals. Gimel Sukkos. And usually, a person in his Zman of Chazal has two meals. So I say Shabbat Chol. Make your Shabbos without Suda Shlishis. Make it Chol and Al Tetzarech Lebriyos. That's the extent of what a person should do, not to take out handouts, not to take from Tzedakah. So lechayr that's a maris chiddush. Pshita dar afilu min atamchui dalat koyses. No, even according to Rabbi Kiva it says asei Shabbat chol v'tzach lebrius. Don't take handouts. That's when it comes to Shabbos and be mavat on suda shlishis. Hachem mishum pisum in nisa. He's moidi agrees that you do take from tamchui dalat koyses. Zog the Gemara. Now, this din of Al Tetzach Lebriyos, the Rishonim say, are talking about that he doesn't have someone who to borrow money from. And that's why he's stuck. Because if not, the Gemara says in Beyed, after Zvav Behedya, that the Ebesha says, B'ni lovi olai, v'kitshu kedush sayoim. Borrow, and I'll make sure that you'll get paid back. So Tosfos Beyed says over there, that that's the time that you make Shabbat Chachol, when you don't have someone to borrow from. Now, like I said, if a person doesn't even have money for two sudas, then it's not Shabbat Chachol, then it's less than Chol. Then you should borrow. You should be mitzvah. The Al Tzach Lebiyos means Asay Shabbat Chachol, a minimal of two. But if it's less than that, Tosfos says in Shabbos Afkuf Yutches, if you don't even have two, then Avada you should borrow in order to have two sudas. Because otherwise, you're making it less than Shabbat Chachol. Now, once you already take Zoktosis, because you don't have two sudas, they're allowed to take for three already. Once you're on the handout list, so then you already can take for three. Now, this din is dafka by Pesumenisa. Because the Gemara says, Hocha Mishum Pesumenisa Echani. That means because the Dalat Koisis, and who are in there, Chanukah, are both mitzvah Pesumenisa. So then you take a mechuyiv to take even a tamchuy. Other mitzvahs, Pashtas, this is a discussion in the Achronim, we know that is the din of At Choymish, Minachosov. Are you mechuyiv for other mitzvahs to do more than that? Pashtas, it's only a din of Pesumenisa in Echanukah and Dalat Koisis. Other mitzvahs, you're not mechuyiv, Yoisim Choymish. So you don't have to collect tzedakah to do the mitzvah. Others say it's other mitzvahs. Also mechuyev akaponim by Pidna Ben, the Gemara does say, famous legabe, if a person only has chomish shloim, he has to give it for Pidna Ben. Aye, that's the chori kol nechosov. What happened to the din of chomish? So the achronim, I think the Chaim in Stenzel says, because Pidna Ben is momen hashevet. It's not the pshat I'm giving more than my nechosim. The five shloim don't belong to me. Just it happens to be momen hashevet that I have to give to the kohen. So Mamela, it would not be considered Yaisa mi Chaimish min Chosov. Correct. The minimal Yemchuyiv. Yemchuyiv to wear tefillin. Yemchuyiv to do the minimal. But even in the mitzvah, there's different daggers of Hidur up to how much. Zogdemar Vaita. Tonet Velio Api Shomer Abakiva Asi Shabbat Chovat Tzach Lebriyois. Even though Abakiva said this memra of make Shabbat Chachoil and don't be Mitzach Lebriyois. Aval Oysu Dova Mood Betach Beisoi. Even if you're not going to have shalosh shudas, do a minimal. What's his minimal? My ninu, omega papa, kosa de halsano. Kosa de halsano, the famous fish sticks in Chazal, which is a fish that is fried in oil together with flour, which we call fish sticks. That's the minimal. That's a very cheap dish. Even if you don't have money, you can afford it. Zokimol keretanan. Like we learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah Metei Moimel. Have a oz kenemer. Kal kenesher. Rotz ketzvi. Gibe kari. That means go above your koichas. You'll make it happen. You'll make it happen if it's important enough for you, even if you can't afford it. Zog demar ton rabbonon. Shiva dvorim tzivir Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shua benoi. Seven things Rabbi Kiva told his son Rabbi Shua. Beni al teisha begoy v'shalil. Do not sit at the height of the city, meaning a place where there are going to be many disturbances, a big thoroughfare, a bustling city. V'tishne. You'll be disturbed. You won't be to learn in a bustling city. Do not live in a city where the mayor and the roshim are tamid chachomim, because they're not going to take care of plowing for the snow. They're going to be busy learning. They're not going to take care of the things that you need for the city, the living things that you need in order to live like a mensch. Don't suddenly enter your home, even your own home, suddenly, because they might be doing something that's not sanua. So the Rashbam says, El hashmes kol cholahem. Knock on the door. Dilma av de milsa de tzniyusa, like the medrash learns out. The koyin had the bells. So a male over here also. Zok demal koshken lebeis chaverecho. For sure, when you enter some your friend's home, not your own home. Zok demal the next thing. Val timne min alim raglecho. Do not go barefoot. Going yachav is a bizoyin. Zok rashbam is a gnaya dovel etamet chochem sheyelech yachav. And Ramo brings this in Simon Beis. And Mishmur brings over there that there's certain arts, marov, certain countries, Middle Eastern countries, that over there, the minig is to go yachav. So whole nafkamina and gabit filo. But then that's how they go. They walk like that in Africa, so then it's not a kisson of. But a component, the Gemara is saying, ignite tamut chokham to go yachav, to go barefoot. That's by the avoided, that's something else. That's bad avoided. That's the covered amokim because of the kedusha. You can't have a chatzitza. Shal no lecho. Zog the Gemara. On Tisha B'Av also, people go yachad. That's something else. Certain dinim. We're talking about stam going outside. Because that's the avoided. That's because you were a kedusha. That's a din chatzitza. It's a gzeres hakosuv. But that's gzeres hakosuv legabi avoida. Legabi the etzim going yachav on the street when you're going now to the grocery stop. That is called a bizoyin. It's a gnai for a tamad chacham. Zog the Gemara. That's not in the Rishus Ram and Pashas. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hash game ve'echol b'kayitz b'nei achamo u'v'choyre b'nei atzeno. In your own house it might be different. That's not considered the bizoyin of tamad chacham. That's not the bizoyin. The bizoyin is going outside publicly. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hash game ve'echol b'kayitz b'nei achamo u'v'choyre b'nei atzeno. Get up early and in the summer have an early breakfast, long day ahead of you. And in the winter, because of Tzeina, get up early and eat. V'asi Shabbat Chechoyl, v'altitzach lebriyo. It's like we learned before. V'have mishtadl, and be mishtadl im odom, meaning try to do business with a person that watch, Hashom Shechekes loy. Successful person, become his business partner. It's a good mazel. Omer ha-papa loy le-mizu minei. It doesn't mean to buy from him or to sell from him, v'loy le-zvun ilei. That doesn't, that's not good for you, that's good for him. He's getting a good part of the deal. Elele mavet shutvis badeh, it means to become a partner with him. That's a good advice. Zogma v'hashad omer av shmuel b'rav yitzok ma'ed chsiv, ma'isi yodov birachto. Meaning, state in posik, ma'isi yodov birachto. So, and it says over there, we learn out, kol anoytel pruta mi'iyo mizborech, so afilu lemizva minei v'lezvunile shapedomi. Even if it means merely to buy from him, and to sell for him, that's also, it doesn't have to be mamash, a partnership. The five things Rabbi Kiva was mitzavet Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Kiva was taken captive by the Romans. So he told him, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told him, Lamdeini, Torah, teach me Torah. He was in jail, and they took him in, he was taken captivity because he was Malamed Barabim. No, I can't put you in Sakona. I'm going to tell my father who was called Lamalchus, Umo Yisrachol Lamalchus. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to tell it, put you in a Malchus because you're already in jail. It means he makes sure you won't get out or will extend your sentence. Omaloi, Bini. So he told him, Yosem Asha Egel Reitzalinoik, more than the calf wants to be Yoinik from his mother. Poga Reitzalahonik. So how much more I want to teach you Torah? You think it's Chisoyin? I don't want to teach you. Of course I want to teach you. I want to be Malamed Torah. But I can't because I can't put you in a Sakona. Omaloi. What do you mean? What is that negated to you? It's me. Umi b'Sakona. Who's in Sakona? Valo Egel b'Sakona. The Egel is in Sakona. I'm the Egel. So I'm taking the Achrayas. Omaloi. In Bikashto Lichonik. If you want to choke yourself. So he told Abilan Godel. Go be toiling yourself. He basically brushed him off. You want to commit suicide? You want to do something that's putting sakona? Be toilu bilan godel. Another pshat is Rashi says, "Emo b'shem adam godel." Quote me adam godel that tells you that I have to that you want me to follow suit in what you're in your request. You can't just be toiling yourself. Ukshat amalamed is bincha, and when you teach your son, lamdeu b'sefer mugo. Teach him in a sefer that's mugo. Zokmo ma'i omarov b'tem gamishasha b'chadato. We're talking about a young child, his beginning, his onset when he starts to learn. Make sure it's a sefer muga. Why? Shabeshto. If he's going to learn from a mistake and sefer, and he's learned wrong gersa from the beginning, kaven to all. Once it's learned it wrong, he'll be for life. He'll always be learning it wrong. He'll be used to saying things wrong.
What's muga?
Muga. Sefer muga. That is no mistakes are there. Now Tosis Bavarns, the bottom Tosis Tamal the Rav Gufa Islay Belo Yachbar Shabeshto Memela Nafka. A shabeshta, a mistake gets fixed automatically. V'yeh shloimad is a difference, a fundamental difference. What stage in learning? The hainuk shloimad kamedi goris. When you learn before you're goris in it. V'loy dayik shiyocholovim ha'atzmoy kshiyigdal. Avol kan da ayri b'sefer sheyna muga soymich al sifroi. Over there you're being medayik, you're soymich on the sefer. V'ni yoytzim ne'et usoy, then you'll remain with it. And it's shabeshta came into all. Let's see the last gemara. Zog the gemara. He didn't really threaten to be Moise. He just used this as a threat, but he wasn't going to fear Royce. I think the Mashal says Obedya. He just used this because he wanted to learn Torah, but he wasn't going to really fear Royce. So, let's see the last Gemara. Do do not be cook in a kedera that you have already cooked in. What does that mean? My new. Zog demol grusha b'chaya b'aylo. A divorced lady, b'chaya b'aylo, when her husband's still alive, do not get married to someone else when the gorush is still around. Why? The omar mar, gorush and also grusha. A gorush, the marriage is a grusha. Abba deis b'mita. He thinks about his previous wife. She thinks about her previous husband. It's like abba deis b'mita. And Rashbam brings that lo yishamish b'tosoy v'yita eina b'shacheres, bon of koyvel mamzerin. That's called b'nei grusha. So that's why you shouldn't do it when the gorush and grusha is still alive. V'ibo yiseima, afilu b'almona, even almona, even though the husband's not alive. Why? Zog demol kuf yibbeis amit beis, l'vishe eikol etzboi shovois. That means, Dr. Rashbam, eivet tashmish, umitoksh ein tashmishos shazen noyach lo, kishal rishon, tisne oitzoi, shul hate him. What's the eitzif almona? I don't know, but the Rav Yerichmar is saying, l'maisa, it'll cause a sinner. We'll stop over here at the top of kuf yibbeis amit beis.